Hey, great day, and welcome back to the podcast. And so this is an epic celebration. We are in season two of this podcast. And so I'm super excited to introduce season two. We are going to be talking about how can you be more highly qualified to get the life, the business, and the career that you desire. And so what you will notice is that some episodes may have some homework activities. Some of them will feel like we're being Wi-Fi BFFs. And I'm going to really talk to you about how you can show up as the best version of yourself. You may also hear me talk about the words lesson and podcast episode interchangeably, primarily because I see this season two more as a podcast course that will walk you through a journey. But I'm really excited for season two. I hope that you are as well. So let's go ahead and get into today's podcast episode. Hey, my name is Dr. TK, and on this podcast show, we will uncover abundant tools to help you become the CEO of your business and your life. I am a mom and wife who merged my knowledge as a clinical psychologist and professor for over 20 years into building a multi-six-figure mental health business and seven-figure digital product business, serving others and doing what I love. Now, I believe that you can make a wildly abundant living unapologetically while also dreaming big, enjoying life, and making a huge impact in your community. This is the Therapists Deserve Abundance podcast. Hey, great day, and welcome back to the Highly Qualified program. This is Dr. TK. So in today's lesson, we are going to be talking about the be, do, have model. And I will be giving you some journal prompts and activities to do when we are wrapped up with this lesson, and you can find that information in the show notes. And so first, let's talk about what is the be, do, have model. And so most people actually operate from the opposing side, which is called living their life from the outside in. And then the be, do, have model is talking about how to live your life from the inside out, which means that you want to tackle the internal blocks that you may have and to shift the way that you think, so that once you change the way that you think, your emotional response, your feelings will automatically shift, as well as your behavior. So when you really think about your goals, to have the dream lifestyle that you want, or the abundant lifestyle that you want, the abundant business and career that you want, you must be willing to do the work from the inside out. Okay, so let's look at how this actually happens, you know, in real life. Okay, and so this is what most people's mindset is like. They will say things like, to have what I want, I must do blank, and I'll give you an example of filling in the blank, then I will become blank. So let me repeat that again. To have what I want, I must do blank, then I will become blank. So if we look at it from in the mental health field, let's just say private practice, a therapist may say, to have a successful practice, I must see 25 clients a week, then I will become financially free. Let's look at it from a digital products perspective. To have a thriving or six-figure or seven-figure, whatever you want to put in there, digital product business, I must do 13 launches a year, because maybe that's based on your money goal, then I will be abundant. Then I will be wealthy. Then I can have my dream life. What I hope that you see is that you are actually making your outcome contingent on only your behavior, and you're not even considering the mindset that you take in to the behavior. Okay, so let me slow it down a little bit and let's talk about goal setting, because a lot of the time we are creating those statements and operating from the outside in versus inside out, if you follow, because we're setting these huge, awesome, sometimes I don't like to say the word unrealistic, but I do believe you should go in stages. It doesn't mean that you cannot have a quantum leap. But for example, if you're so used to bringing in, whether it be through a job or contractual work or your own business, if you're only used to, I don't want to say only, but if you're used to bringing in $50,000 a year, to turn around and say in the next 90 days, I'm going to generate $500,000, you may think to yourself, is it possible? Anything is possible. Is it likely? It depends on your behavior and what you have set up to be able to make that amount of money. Is it quote unquote realistic? I'm not sure. Because do you have the mindset? And if we're talking about behavior, do you have systems set up so that you actually can collect and serve $500,000 worth of people? Okay. So when you think about goal setting, I want you to go all the way back. Everyone went to school if they have a degree and a license, right? So when you think about what was the goal of going to college and then graduate school, if I were to ask you that question, your response would be simply, oh, because that's what I have to do to get my license. So it's like behavior based, right? So I'm like, okay, so you still decided to get licensed because otherwise you could have done other things. You could have done administration in the field. You don't have to do practice. So what was the goal of getting licensed? Okay, well, one day I know I want to have my own private practice, but I also want to be independent at some point, even if I'm at a job. Okay. So then the next layer would be, well, what was the goal of you establishing and getting that first job? Well, I really wanted to know what it was like to work in an agency, because one day I'm thinking about creating my own agency, maybe even a group practice. Okay, we're getting somewhere. So ultimately, what was your goal of opening up your business? And your response may be the independency, the time freedom, the ability to see who you want to see on your own terms, to do business in the way that you want. But ultimately, if we're looking at the definition of wealth, it would be your time. However, when you really, really think about goal setting, and I want you to think back to a time, or it could be some of the examples that I gave, when you actually thought about the journey and the process that you experienced when on the journey to attain that goal, what was really going on, right? So the goal is actually never the goal. That may be right in front of you, but that is not the goal. The real goal is the who you will become in the process of actually achieving the goal. When you think back to going to grad school, you had to become a higher level, highly qualified version of who you were once yesterday, previously. When you got licensed, you could not even have the same mindset of the person who was taking, let's just say the GRE or SAT to go into college, grad school. It was a different person. If you had to write a thesis or a dissertation to graduate from grad school, you had to become a higher, better version of yourself, because your old self was not used to writing a 100-page research paper and then turning it in and then having to defend it in front of a group of people. Maybe you're similar to myself, where I had told myself my whole life that I was not good at standardized testing because the results said so. However, when it was time to get licensed, because I thought that was the goal in front of me, I had to choose to become, or I'm going to say I chose to become an auditory learner. And I also chose to reframe the way that I was thinking. So I had to start thinking from the inside to then out, because if I did not wake up every day and believe that I would be able to pass the exam, matter of fact, I would even change my wording and say, I already passed the exam because it already happened, then odds are I would have failed again, because I failed the exam, the first one, twice. I didn't fail it from knowledge base. When I slowed down and had conversations with friends and supervisors and things like that, I failed because I did not believe that I would pass. You have to operate if you want to see high levels of success from the inside out. So the goal, when you are ever setting goals for yourself, I want you to start thinking about who are you becoming even to decide that that's going to be your goal. Because this may have been something that you had to pump yourself up to believe that you can do for months, years even, right? So let's go a little deeper and let's apply the be, do, have motto. So when you think about the be let's just extract all the three words. The B is your internal mindset. So what are you thinking on a surface and deep level? Surface level would be, I got to get licensed, right? That's though the have. So I would say, okay, let's back up. Who do you need to become? And what do you need to tell yourself internally every day to get licensed, pass the exam, get your corporation for your business, expand into a group practice? Who do you need to become? Do you need to become a better leader? So let's just say if that's the case, you want to expand and decrease your time, but you want to expand your company. So you have to become a leader who coaches people, not just tells people what to do in your current business so that you can actually remove yourself. Well, then we have to follow it up with the do. What are the actions and behaviors based on the person that shows up in the B part? This is why you want to start with the B. What is the internal mindset of the person that is getting that goal? How do they show up? So what are the types of actions or behaviors that they do on a daily basis to then, third part, have the results or outcome that they want? So for someone who wants a profitable solo practice, they are working by themselves maybe in the beginning, but they have to get used to working on their own, which means that they have to create over time an internal mechanism that does not allow a lot of room, or any room for that matter, for procrastination, because now your money is on the line. You don't have a plan B. It's only plan A around here, right? So who is that person supposed to be showing up as? Are you a person like me where I use working out and facials and self-care as my mental health? Because if I'm not taking care of myself, I cannot take care of anyone else that I am serving in my business, whether it be a therapy or a coaching client or my family. So who is the B? How is the internal mindset? What kind of behaviors or actions does that person show up and do to then have the results that they want? Okay. So I hope that, you know, by talking about all of this, this makes sense in terms of the be, do, have model, because ultimately, if you truly want to become the next version of yourself, you definitely have to have also faith with where you're going and what you actually want to attain. And so I'm going to wrap things up by sharing a quote that I love by Tony Robbins. And it is as follows: energy flows where your attention goes. To get what you really want in your life, and I'm going to add in your business, you need a clear goal that has a purpose and a meaning behind it. Once this is in place, you can focus your energy on the goal and become obsessive about it. That's the secret of how energy flows where attention goes. So where is your attention? Is it on lack or is it on desire? So this is going to be your application for today. I'm going to show you in a brief example, and then you're going to apply it, how you can claim your outcome, meaning what you want, learn how to detach from it once you've declared that you already have it. And I want you to start acting like the person who already has it. So if you are not multitasking, you can close your eyes. I'm going to walk you through a brief example. So I want you to imagine that I gave you $1 million right now. I sent you a screenshot on your phone showing you that the money has been sent to your account. You go log into your account and you see that it is there. Now, I don't have any rules or regulations. You can use the money in any way that you want. Now, the question that I have for you is, because you know that the money is there, and you can use it in any way you want, to pay off things, to stack up, to invest, to buy yourself something nice, go on a trip, do something for your family. It's totally up to you. How would you show up for the next 7 days because you have this $1 million? How do you feel internally because you now have this $1 million? What would you focus on over the next 7 days, whether it be in your personal life, self-care, business, job? What would you be focusing on because you have the $1 million? And what would you do with the $1 million? So here's the thing. I never actually showed you the physical money. I didn't walk you into the bank and they take you in the back and they count out the money. You felt the money energetically, because money in these days is energy. You see it in a digital form online. So what did you do when I told you you can do whatever you wanted with it? You detached from lack, if you had any of those thoughts or feelings, and you focused on what could be now that I gave you this $1 million. You may have felt a range of excitement, depending on what you're going through, relief, happy, and most importantly, abundant. I gave you the ability to recreate who you are simply by telling you I gave you $1 million. And what you did in turn in a very short period of time, even right now, you're probably smiling right now, is that you started showing up, telling me how you were gonna operate in your next 7 days based on the person who has $1 million. That is the true application of the be, do, have. You became the person who has $1 million. You started showing up the do as a person who has $1 million because you have $1 million. But I didn't physically give it to you. So let me ask you, can you create this feeling every single day by showing up as the person who has whatever you're going for already? So if it's a home, how would you be showing up with the person with your dream home or your next home? Would you be cleaning up your current home? Because that behavior is not automatically going to start when you move into your new home. If you want to spend more time with your kids, I mean, do you got to put it on the calendar? Do you want to take your kid for a walk every day if your weather permits? Start incorporating what the future version, highly qualified version of you would be doing when they have the outcome, because what you are doing is you are conditioning your brain on a conscious and subconscious level where, to your mind, this lifestyle already occurs, because you also feel really good inside. Okay. So to do this activity, just look at the prompts in the show notes. It will walk you through this activity that I just gave you about $1 million. And what I would encourage you to do is take it up a notch and imagine that I gave you $1 million a day. Because at some point, you can't pay off the same bill unless you keep running up the same credit card that you paid off yesterday. If unless you're going to buy a new car, you would have taken the money and bought a new car with it and had plenty to spare. If you wanted to donate money, unless you're going to donate to that charity or a charity every single day, at some point, you're going to have to dive deeper and deeper with what you're choosing to do with your money. But I want you to pay attention to your feelings and how you're showing up, and take this seriously, because again, laws of attraction says like attracts like. And if you're focused on lack, that's what you're going to continue to bring into your life. If you focus on abundance, you're going to start seeing more abundant things show up in your life. All right, that wraps up this lesson, and I will see you in the next one. Bye. Fire me up. You just finished another epic episode of the Therapist Deserve Abundance podcast. Now, I know what you're thinking. That flew by way too fast. So if you want more, please head down to the show notes for additional abundant resources. And if you're looking for a new tribe of abundant therapists just like yourself to connect with me on Instagram at Dr. TK Psych. Until the next episode, live abundantly.